From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor will be questioned again today by members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Yesterday, Republican senators asked Sotomayor to explain controversial statements she has made in speeches, while Democrats focused more on her judicial record. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
Judge Sotomayor said she decides every case based on the facts and the law. She also said the Constitution guarantees a right to own a weapon. As Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said,
I listened to you today. I think I'm listening to Judge Roberts.
Chief Justice John Roberts was a Bush nominee. Graham contrasted Sotomayor's statements at the hearing with comments she's made in speeches over the years.
Don't become a speechwriter if this law thing doesn't work out, because these speeches really throw a wrinkle into everything.
Sotomayor said despite the comments in her speeches that emphasize her background and ethnicity, quote, at no point have I ever permitted my personal views or sympathies to influence an outcome of a case. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The first of five committees in Congress is set to complete work on its health overhaul bill this morning. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee has been drafting its measure for nearly a month now. The bill would create a new government-sponsored plan to compete with private insurance plans, as well as require most Americans to purchase health coverage and most employers to help pay for it. Republicans have been uniformly opposed to the measure, which they say would do little to curb costs and much to create new government bureaucracies. Meanwhile, the Congressional Budget Office says the newly unveiled House Democratic measure would cost just over $1 trillion over the next 10 years and would cover 97% of legal residents by the time it's fully phased in the year 2015. New taxes and reductions in other health spending are intended to prevent those costs from adding to the federal deficit. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Iran's state television is reporting that a passenger plane has crashed in northwest Iran, killing all 168 people on board. The report says the Caspian Airlines flight was traveling from Tehran to the capital of Armenia and crashed 16 minutes after takeoff. The IRNA news agency quotes an emergency official as saying the plane was completely destroyed and the wreckage was in flames. Television footage from the scene shows a deep trench in an agricultural field dug by the impact. The area is littered with smoking wreckage. There's a large piece of a wing. Much of the wreckage appears to be in small pieces. Japanese stock prices managed only a modest gain today. The Nikkei rose by 7 points, or 0.1%. Oil prices moved above $60 a barrel in Asia. Benchmark crude was up by 88 cents to $60.40 a barrel. This is NPR News. The crew of Space Shuttle Endeavour is hours away from a sixth launch attempt. A combination of bad weather and fuel leaks have kept the spacecraft on the launch pad up to now. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE reports.
Even if Space Shuttle Endeavour makes it off the launch pad tonight, the delays may take a toll on the mission. NASA may have to cut the time Endeavour is docked to the International Space Station by a day to make room for an incoming Russian cargo ship. NASA's Mike Moses says that means possibly canceling the last of five spacewalks so the shuttle can undock early.
So it's not that big of a stretch to talk about dropping it and just not doing it. You just want to make sure that as you collapse that timeline down, things don't suddenly show up next to each other that you really didn't expect, like off-duty time getting compressed or split.
Liftoff is set for just after 6 in the evening Eastern Time. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
The U.S. Geological Survey issued a tsunami warning today after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck off New Zealand's western coast. The agency says the quake's epicenter was off the coast of New Zealand's South Island. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Hawaii sent an email alert warning of a possible tsunami in New Zealand. Police on South Island say they've received reports of minor cracks in buildings and stock falling from supermarket shelves. They've received no reports of serious damages so far. The quake was felt widely across the island. Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles hit a sacrifice fly in the eighth inning last night in St. Louis to drive in the winning run as the American League beat the National League 4-3 in Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. It means that the American League will again have the home field advantage in this year's World Series. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.